Comic books get kids thinking about complex issues. That's definitely the case for an art show now up at the Cheyenne Frontier Days Old West Museum. All the comic book art in this show is by Native American artists. The museum's marketing director, Morgan Marks, gave Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards a tour that starts with the illustrated robe of the great Eastern Shoshone chief Washakie. Mark says it shows how deeply ingrained picture storytelling is in Native American cultures.
It looks like there's a lot of buffalo here. It looks like a buffalo hunt may be happening.
So it's like his own storytelling piece here. And I think this is such an incredible entrance into the exhibit because this is really cool.
Yeah, what a unique piece.
The Old West Museum, our mission is to cultivate and preserve the Western legacy of Cheyenne Frontier Days, and Native Americans have been part of that story since the very second Frontier Day. Some members from our staff were able to go to the first Indigenous Comic-Con in Albuquerque last November, and we collected a lot of artifacts from there, meeting Indigenous creators from all over the country and up into Canada. And we have comic books, posters. This, Never Alone, is a game, like a computer game. That is an award-winning computer game.
My kids have played that. It's amazing.
I really want to play that. I know our exhibit's curator's kids love it. It just seems so sweet.
Yes, yeah.
And then this is a Wyoming artist, Robert Martinez. He also had a show at the Wyoming State Museum in Cheyenne. He makes sure to use really beautiful, vibrant colors. And so we
almost
have...
almost neon. Like
yes.
This one over here where... The skin,
Kiss.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kiss. Like the band Kiss, and then but it's bright yellow, neon like skin tones, but with pink.
But these are what you'd kind of think of as traditional sitting poses with like really pop culture icons on top of them, which fits what we're hoping to do perfectly, which is allow people to reclaim their own identity rather than have it forced upon them. This artist, Z.M. Thomas, his Sioux Falls is a very steampunk.
Sioux Falls is the name of the comic book.
Yes, this is the name of the comic book. And if you look over here, we were able to blow this one up, all like robot horses. And this one talks about one of the largest mass hangings in the United States, and one of his ancestors was hung at this. And so it's very historically relevant because it's something that is not discussed nearly enough. And you wouldn't expect steampunk and mass hangings from the mid-1800s together. And then in this section, we have two different artists, Sean Bayale and Dale Ray DeForest. And they both talk about Hero Twins, the Navajo origin story. So Dale Ray DeForest does a more traditional telling of this, a very macho comic book style, two male twins in... This wall has all the neon colors. Again, neon oranges and yellows and blues. And then Sean Bayale decided to change that story a little bit. So rather than two male twins, he has a male and a female twin. And we have here, it's pen and pencil drawing of one of the twins. And he wanted to really honor the women of his heritage and let them have a voice in the origin story here.
Yeah.
And this is one that I was telling you that doesn't actually have any dialogue. And this artist, Jonathan Nelson, he uses this sheep character, Jonesy, and you follow Jonesy's struggles. So it starts off with Jonesy is just graduated from high school. He's really hot. He's uncomfortable. And so he shears himself, and he tries to sell his wool, but because he doesn't have pure white wool, they won't take it.
So this is clearly a commentary on race.
Yes. And sheep are a very important part of Jonathan's heritage, and so sheep is a very logical person for him to pick.
Yeah.
And then behind here, we do have a viewer discretion warning here, because this is for Deer Woman. This artist, Elizabeth LaPense, got permission from her tribe elder to depict Deer Woman, and it's a very sad but powerful and kind of violent story about a woman who was assaulted, and then she becomes Dear Woman to keep herself from ever getting assaulted again and to prevent others from being assaulted. And
that is a very important issue for a lot of tribes, that their sexual assault in mm-hmm. on reservations is really high, so I can see that that would be a very important issue to depict. And so this is sort of a superhero fighting off a very relevant
real
social
relevant,
issue.
Yeah. And as you can see in these panels, in one of these, she was being attacked by a police officer, and the police officer does die in them. There's other panels where she starts to transform, where she's the woman, but you have a deer as a shadow. This one just gives me goosebumps. It's a comic book vignette, so it's not very long, and in reading it, it's incredibly powerful. This is also very muted. It's all black and white.
How long is the show itself going to be?
The show will be up through mid-February, February 17. And we are doing table gaming nights and book club nights on alternate months, second Wednesday at 5:30. And so if either of those are things that are interesting, they're free. With the book clubs, we are requesting help buying your book. But
Other than that,
you can come and enjoy and talk and be in this really vibrant exhibit.
That was Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards at the Cheyenne Frontier Days Old West Museum, talking with Marketing Director Morgan Marks.